Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. So hey, sorry for the little bit of a late report today. I 100% thought today was Tuesday. This Labor Day weekend thing just totally messed up my schedule, and I was looking outside going, huh, I didn't take the trash out yesterday. And then I realized that's because today's Wednesday and I took it out already on Monday. So yeah, that's how my day's been going so far. So anyway, now to the surf report, and actually it is a little bit something to report today. So we have a little thigh-high swell coming in from the east, and then we have this other northeast swell that's building in as the day goes on. That's going to push things up into the waist zone, maybe waist plus north of the Cape. Might even see a couple lucky bigger sets in the better spots. Now the winds are going to stay onshore and brisk, which isn't going to make this the cleanest conditions, but looks like should be rideable. This is going to continue for Thursday. The northeast swell is going to take over a little more, coming in about 8 seconds. Probably going to be about in the waist zone with continued onshore winds. Now Friday looks like the winds are going to ease a little bit and shift to the southeast. And that's going to clean things up a little bit for these leftover, probably thigh to waist high waves at that point. Now we still have a possibility for some bigger waist plus sets in the better spots, so keep an eye out. Now the wave size is going to decline on Saturday a little more, and then we're going to be returning back to the knee to thigh zone by Sunday. I am keeping an eye on these tropical waves out in the Atlantic. The two closest ones don't look like they're going to do too much. The one is kind of pop up in the Gulf, but that doesn't look like it's going to come in our direction. And then the other one is going to be going down through the Caribbean. That might swing back up in the Gulf, but it's not looking too likely at the moment. Now the third one is just kind of popping off of Africa now, and looks like it's going to be something that might develop in the Atlantic late next week. Like I'm talking like Thursday, Friday of next week. And that's got a little bit of a chance to spin up. Now the path is not definite at all right now. We have an area of high pressure that could be keeping it pushed down, so it'll come a little closer towards Florida. But again, you know, like a week and a half out, still a little early to say exactly what this thing's going to do or if it's even going to, you know, 100% spin up on us. So I'll be heading over to Surf Expo on Thursday, maybe Saturday. Looks like my Friday's already going to be booked up. So if you're presenting or you have a booth this year at Surf Expo, you know, shoot me an email if you want me to come by. We'll get some photos and stuff. We're going to be putting it up on surfguru.com front page. So yeah, just shoot me an email at info@surfguru.com or Brian with a Y at surfguru.com, and I'll swing by and say hi. So if you're in the surfing trade and you're new to Surf Expo, I got an article up on the front page, kind of talks about it a little bit. Unfortunately, it's not open to the public. It's only for people that are in the surf industry or water sports or coastal lifestyle industries, kind of to mingle with other professionals and see what's new in the industry. So I'll be back on Friday, let you guys know if anything changes in the report. But until then, be sure to check those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.